This is one of the most sought-after views in London. Here you have the perfect image of the famous Tower Bridge, flanked by the HMS Belfast on the right and the Tower of London on the left. Let's start there. The Tower of London was built by William the Conqueror as a single stone tower in the year 1071. Most visitors to London back then would come in using the river, so William's idea was to build a tower here so people could immediately see how rich and powerful he was. As time has gone on, the structure has been expanded, and now it is a huge series of towers, turrets, walls, and buildings, all of which have had varying histories throughout the centuries. The tower has been used as a fortress, a royal palace, the mint where the country's money was manufactured, and it's even been used as a zoo. The tower was also a notorious prison, housing such inmates as Sir Walter Raleigh, Sir Francis Drake, and even Queen Elizabeth I, who spent time here as a princess. Today, the tower is a fabulous piece of London history, and also the location where the crown jewels are kept. Straight ahead is the iconic Tower Bridge, a stunning piece of Victorian industry and architecture. The bridge was completed in the late 19th century and was intended to have two ways to cross, the bottom and the top. The idea was that horses and carriages could go along the bottom, where the vehicles go today, and pedestrians could climb the stairs in the towers and use the walkways across the top. But, as you may imagine, many people didn't want to make the huge climb up and down, so the walkways fell out of use and instead became the haunts of thieves and prostitutes before being closed down in 1910. Today, visitors can buy tickets to go inside and walk across the walkway themselves. To the right is the HMS Belfast, a World War II cruiser that was present at the D-Day landings in Normandy and later saw service in the Korean War. Today, it's permanently moored here as a naval museum. And just behind the ship to the right, you will see the smooth glass globe of City Hall. This is the office of the Mayor of London and those who work with him, and both this building and Tower Bridge feature in the Harry Potter films. In the opening scene of Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince, the Death Eaters arrive in London and wreak havoc in this area. The first moments of the film show office workers in this exact building start to rise from their desks and stare out the window at the chaos happening outside. Then, in Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix, the Order travel into London and fly along the River Thames. You are now standing right in their flight path. They travel past Tower Bridge, under London Bridge, and continue along all the way down to the Houses of Parliament and the London Eye. Continue walking across the River Thames. The bridge will turn into London Bridge Road, and here continue to walk forward. The road will begin to curve toward the right. Cross onto the right side of the street and then turn right onto Stony Street. Walk until you get to number 7.